It was Christmas Day, 1943. The 1st Marine Division, veterans of Guadalcanal, carried out a surprise invasion of Cape Gloucester, New Britain. Some 20 days later, the division chaplain was called to the bedside of a young man who had been wounded in that action. Hurriedly, he made his way through the field to the hospital and sought out the young man who lay dying. He found him with several other sick and wounded Marines in a crudely patched tent. As he entered the hospital tent, the chaplain was greeted by the crying and agonizing sobs of a young man who repented over and over again, "My God, my sins! My God, my sins!" He had been crying thus for some time, and the other men in the tent were very disturbed at his anguish of soul. The air was tense, and every eye restlessly watched the chaplain as he confronted this dying man. Again, all heard, "My God, my sins," and then the despairing moans. Finally, from sheer exhaustion, he became quiet. Falling on his knees at the side of the dying Marine, the chaplain breathed a prayer to God. "O Lord, help me reach this lad for Thee. Open his heart to the gospel for Jesus' sake." Slowly and softly the chaplain began to speak, his mouth close to the ear of the dying Marine. "Listen," said he. "God says in His Word, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Again and again he repeated the verse. Suddenly the dying man moved. He turned slowly and looked at the chaplain. His eyes seemed to reflect the hope that this promise might hold for him. In soft, moving tones, the chaplain told the young man of the Savior who had died for him on an accursed tree some 1900 years before. Tears came to the eyes of the young man, and there he repented of his sins. He turned to the Lord Jesus. Haltingly he prayed, "O God, forgive me my sins. Lord, save my soul for Jesus' sake." Amen. Peace came to that hospital tent in the jungle. Somehow all the strange tension seemed gone. Turning to the chaplain, the young man asked if he might pray once more. The request was readily granted, and the young man said, "O my Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast forgiven me my sins for Jesus' sake. Amen." The young man was now able to pray to his Father in heaven because a new relationship existed between him and his God. He could address Him as Father. I just wonder, listening friend, have you ever had that experience in your life where you acknowledge to a holy God your guilt, your desperation of soul, the fact that as the Bible says you are condemned already? Have you ever turned in repentant faith to the Lamb at Calvary's cross and believed the Lord Jesus Christ who died for you there, claimed Him as your own personal Lord and Savior? My Bible says concerning you, concerning that Marine, concerning all of us, "He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life." These things are written so you can know that you are going to heaven, so you can know that you have eternal life. I trust, listening friend, you have this assurance today based entirely upon the Word of God as faith has been placed in God the Son and His precious blood. May it be so in your life today. Amen.